I also
know.
grew up with Blazing Saddles.
Yeah. Young Frankenstein.
Yes, as well.
Also so good.
All right. Anything Gene Wilder.
Nice knockers. Thank you. Wow.
Speaking of nice knockers,
Scarlett Johansson.
Abby Hour. What'd you think?
Oh.
Thank you.
What'd you say, Dave?
I said Scarlett Johansson. Five.
Oh, yeah.
Four.
Three.
Two.
And one.
One.
Hello, world, is a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
Come Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames, messieurs, bienvenue, welcome to the happy hour.
that was a good one. Beth is also correct. My name is David Ogier. I am at Glaucus123 on Twitter, but not for goddamn long, because I've reached my threshold about it's gonna I'm gonna that stop using it. And the happy hour, I might as well announce this now. I'm intending to move the happy hour completely off Twitter, so that threads will now be our main thing to do. I'll do that. This will be the last episode on Twitter. And then a birthday and a Christmas present to us will be not doing the thing on Twitter any longer.
On Twitter anymore.
Ever.
Nope.
Now I'm joined as always by Beth.
Hello.
Hello.
I look like a lumberjack today.
I'm a lumberjack, this I know.
No, I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day. On Wednesdays, I go shopping and have buttered scones for tea. I think that's, I forget the days in order. Anyway.
So good. Again.
So good. So
again.
Good. Except John Cleese fucked it up. Anyway. You can find me on Twitter at HIVERHUIT. I'm there till the ship sinks. But that's just because I've lived there since I was 15. I'm also on Blue Sky there. And then I'm on Instagram as Eliza_BETHAN. I will share that. You can find, I'm not locked right now. So come right and find now. Me and we can find
follow while you can. If you
on
aren't
Instagram. But yeah.
And Veronica.
Yeah. I'm at CHILE_Pepper on Instagram and Threads and CHILE_Pepper on Blue Sky. And I sent my last tweet today. I'm never going to go back on Twitter until, well, I was going to say until the rules change. They won't change as long as Elon owns it. So I think I'm never going to be back on Twitter. It's the, you know, I was on there about a year too long. I've been seeing it for a year, but I sent my last tweet today.
The newfound problem, and we're going to get into Habs hockey in a second here, but the newfound problem, Alex Jones is a piece of shit.
He's a piece of shit.
There are so many other pieces of shit on Twitter that just allowing another turd onto the pile of shit is just, it's reprehensible.
Yes.
And there's nothing else to say about it. The guy's being sued for over $1 billion. I hope it bankrupts him. And that his entire family starves to death because I am a heartless person when it deals with people who have no heart. And that man grifts to the point that he has lost all humanity. He feeds the lower 1%, probably bigger than that. He feeds the lower percentage of the population of the world to make it so that the massacre of children was a fabrication. Absolutely reprehensible. Fuck that guy. I can't wait until his life is completely ruined. That fucking scumbag.
He did it on
both of them.
The day.
I'm done. I'm
he
done.
He did it on the day.
Ugh.
Alex Jones. And so this week is the anniversary of that massacre. And you have to wonder, is it a coincidence that Elon decides to platform him this week? Elon is such a contemptible piece of shit. But Alex Jones made himself rich off that conspiracy. He had merch. People were burying their six-year-old children, and he made their lives hell. He and his fucking idiot army made those families' lives hell. He is a reprehensible piece of shit. When I saw, I didn't even know because I don't look at Twitter much anymore, but I'm just never going on Twitter again, that he was hosting whatever fucking Twitter spaces with Vivek Ramaswamy, who took a leak during the recording. And they had to tell him, you've got your mic on still, Vivek. Fucking Andrew Tate. One more. Oh, yeah, of course, Alex Jones and Elon Musk. Then I saw Russell Brand praising this new development. And I can't live there anymore. I can't live there anymore. And like I say, I've been saying it for a year. It's way overdue, but that is the final straw.
It is pretty much an incels truth social at this point in time.
That's all it is.
Fucking awful.
And it's a horrible experience. Like, you get all of these unwanted tweets pushed onto your timeline. I saw all kinds of stupid shit about Joe Rogan, who, if he has two brain cells to rub together, I'd be shocked.
It'd be two brain cells too many, in my opinion.
Yeah. 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 Talking shit about the stuff that he doesn't know anything about because he's so badly informed. So I see shit about Joe Rogan, see shit about Russell Brand. Every single time I try to scroll through that timeline, it's all ads for stupid shit that even has community notes on it. Like, this product doesn't even work if they even send it, and you can buy it elsewhere for less money. Like that, that is what the experience is there now. It's so budget. It's awful.
It is the family dollar of social media now.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of, John Oliver had a great segment on family dollars. Yes. But we're going to talk about another family dollar, and that is our Montreal Canadiens. That last week started out a bit of deja vu. Hosting the Kings at home, demolished. 4-0 game. 4-0 game. I guess it shouldn't be that surprising, given that, well, the Kings are, you know, pretty damn good, and the Habs just aren't. Funny thing about that game, Habs won 60% of the faceoffs. Couldn't do anything with it.
Thank you, Sean Monahan.
Thank you, Sean Monahan. Actually, I'm going to double check that right now since I got it right here. Yes.
Yeah.
Him and Evans. Evans with a 72%. So good for them. No goals on 3 power plays given to the Habs, which, you know, they kind of needed given, you know, things weren't going their way. Yeah. Scoring for the Kings, Doty, Byfield, Moore. That's nice. So put that under the rug.
So much with my mouth. I bit my tongue today and I can hardly talk because I keep on biting on it again.
It's one of my favorite things to do, actually.
Oh, God, it's the worst.
Mm. Okay, would you rather have a bitten tongue or a canker sore in your mouth?
I've never had a canker sore.
Oh, you are blessed.
I know. My ex was prone to them, and my children are prone to them, too. I have never experienced one.
Knock on wood.
Anyway.
But I bit my tongue, and every time I talk, I keep biting on the sore spot.
Well, stop biting it.
No, I'd stop talking.
Let's see. So I was on last Thursday, followed by a game Saturday night against the Buffalo Sabres.
Yay!
In Buffalo, which I kind of forgot was actually happening. I could have went. I did not.
Gone.
Bail.
Don't know what I was doing.
Slacking.
I watched the first 2 periods, and then I went to get noodles.
And then you missed the best part.
I went to get noodles.
Oh. I was
hungry.
Kind of noodles.
Actually, I watched the replay at the bar. Oh, funny thing. I got a tonkatsu, you know, ramen noodles. So let's see. Anyways, first of the year for Struble. Well deserved.
Yes.
That guy is
his first NHL goal or just a first of the year?
I should say first NHL goal ever.
Yes.
That was off a tip from Kovacevic.
Did we miss the Columbus game? Or did we cover that last week?
Yeah, it was...
Josh Anderson's first goal?
That was 2 weeks ago.
I have no memory of this. Okay.
It was 2 weeks ago?
Yep.
I can't even remember what I had for breakfast.
Was that... Oh, yeah, that was the end of... Yeah, that was the end of November. I thought it was a more recent game, but I'm crazy.
Yeah, me too. Okay.
Hold on.
Anyway, so sorry to interrupt. Struble!
That was not the game that he scored in. He scored in the Kraken?
I think it was the Kraken.
He scored in the Kraken game on last Monday.
Of which was the first time that the Habs defeated the Kraken at home.
Which ever. We've already talked about.
And one of the few games this season where they've held a lead the entire 60 minutes. Or the entire time that they've had a lead.
That's nice. We did it, everybody.
Yes.
Buffalo game. So Struble opens up the scoring, followed by Nick Suzuki immediately afterwards. Suzuki. Oh, my God. 14 seconds afterwards, Nick's like, no,
yes!
I did it. And that was in the second period, by the way.
That's because that was the five-minute major.
Yes. Oh, yes, that's right.
The hit on Barron.
Frickin' ridiculous nonsense.
Did that player get punished?
Player safety. I haven't heard a thing from player safety.
No, other people have been taking precedent. So no, I have alerts on for NHL player safety. He did not.
So do I. And because Okposo, I think that during that game, I tweeted out, why is he fucking asking for an explanation? Like, we've got eyes. But post game, he had a very good explanation for why he was curious about what is the standard, because the name escapes me. Somebody had done, I think Evander Kane had done the exact same hit the previous night and didn't even get a penalty.
Well, you know what's funny about that? Because that particular game, the refs were just fucking awful, as usual. As usual. Yeah. It's getting to the point where it's simply unwatchable for me.
It is every team. Like, I follow every team. A lot of different NHL teams, and it's across the board. Like, what the fuck is going on?
And who was it that was doing the intermissions? It was the one guy that was a goalie from Montreal, and then Tessa
Bonhomme.
Is that her?
No. Our
blonde bob cut.
Oh yes.
I think it's a bob.
Oh, it Marty be wrong.
Well, that's the goalie.
The goalie.
The guy, but then the lady.
What channel was it on?
Oh, the lady. Yeah, Tessa. I don't know what her name is.
Tessa, really nice, funny lady. She's good at what she does.
She's very good.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. Very good at what she does. Good.
Yeah.
Binders full of women.
They all are.
Remember that one?
Oh my God. Jesus, motherfucking. I can't believe it. It's still famous. That's Mitt Romney.
I want to bring it back because of how absurd it is. I got binders full of women.
Like,
binders.
Oh my God.
Just pick one. Third period, unfortunately.
Tessa McWatt.
They're color coded.
That's the only.
Tessa who?
Tessa McWatt is the only Sportsnet affiliated Tessa I can
TSN.
Find on.
She's TSN.
If it's TSN, it's Tessa Bonhomme.
It is. Yeah. That rings a
bell. Oh, there you go. Yeah, it's true. Oh my God. So I just Googled
her. You're going to sit here and great tell idea. Me that I'm wrong?
Yes.
Yeah, David.
Oh my God. We are nearly the same age, her and I. Isn't that
fun? She's wearing it better.
Isn't that fun? I found pictures of like her hockey portraits from like years back. I'm like, oh my God. What a gem she was. And is, I should say.
Is.
Oh my
God. And she, I also love how she's not a leaf blower. She seems to she doesn't demonstrate any bias.
An objective reporter.
Yes.
That's so strange.
She talks about the game that we're talking about, never brings it back to the Leafs. Never, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And she seems to be a fan. Like, objectively seems to care about what happens with the
house. Tessa Manuel.
Oh my God.
Okay, right, that's pretty close. It's Manuel, yeah. Bonhomme.
Listeners.
Good man. Tessa Goodman, maybe, perhaps. All right, Jeff Skinner and Kyle Okposo would tie the game up in the third period, unfortunately. Which was then, because I can't even get into the
as
ref
usual,
nonsense, because I'm Jeff just, it, the whole ref thing blows my mind with
it's,
that stuff.
It's bad. There needs to be a complete overhaul.
It's like, I can't, like I said.
As we've been saying for multiple years.
I can't talk about it anymore. I know, I've been saying it for almost half a decade. I'm going to say it one more time. Get the refs off the ice.
Yes.
Need one on the ice, and if there's a fight that breaks out, bring in the fire brigade. My God, it's not rocket science here. You have four bodies skating around; they're not doing shit. Then we had to go to shootout because OT. You know, nothing happened in OT really. I actually have to say we had ourselves. That was it. It was the big goalie duel as well with Levi versus Montembeau, both Northeastern.
Both Northeastern, and Levi's from Montreal.
That's right.
And he's a Carey Price guy. And he looks like Carey Price.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people were not happy that we did not get Levi in the draft whenever he was drafted. And frankly, he's watching the kid. I'm like, yeah, I can see why. I'd be pissed as well.
Habs fans are never going to be 100% about any pick.
No.
212th overall, 7th round? Holy fuck!
Yeah.
Did you see that fucking kid this past weekend? How about that, this mother bastard?
We've been watching.
Did you see Caden
Primo? Have been saying, bring Devin Levi home.
All right. That's it.
Wikipedia, we're kidnapping him.
2020 NHL draft.
Caden Primo and Montembeau. We already have three goalies, okay?
Listen, we could have two goalies, Levi and Allen, and I would be so happy. I'm just curious who we got in the
overruled
in the whatever. I'm just seeing. All right, who was our seventh round pick in the fucking draft?
What year was this?
2020.
Yeah, 2020. So it was that draft.
Oh, it was the virtual one.
Yeah. Ugh.
We got Ghoulie.
Yes. Yeah, but not in the seventh first round.
No. Who knows who we got in the seventh round?
He's googling it. He's googling it.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking.
You were like asking us to like.
No.
Can you guys remember, please? Face on. Are we not hockey fans? For fuck's
I stopped sake. Watching after like the first round.
I do not watch Day 2. I look at the internet.
No. Me too. Yeah. So that was Caden Gooley, first round, second, 16th overall. Amazing pick. Oh my God. Gooley's going to be the dude for the Habs for a while. Luke Tuck, Jan Meshack.
Oh, yeah.
Tuck Meshack. That's right. Tuck my sack. I remember that joke.
Yes.
So good. They're gonna be good because Meshack I know the Rockets doing terrible this year, but Meshack, good player. All right, Samuel, don't know that guy. Nope. Where the hell's the rest of our picks? Jack Smith, Blake Biondi,
the hell is that?
Special counsel.
Oh, that's right. Sean Farrell. God. There we go. Should say Sean Farrell, excuse me.
Get it together.
I don't think we had a pick.
Did
in
we
the
trade
round.
That one away?
I was going to say, like, did we even have one?
Yeah, I'm wondering. All right, yep, I'm in round 6. Alexander Gordon, haven't heard him. 6th round pick. Ba, 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 ba.
Alex Gordon.
And yeah, that's it. Okay, yeah, so we had no picks in the 7th round. So this endeavor. I went on.
It's Mark Bergevin's fault.
Was fruitless.
It was Mark Bergevin. It's Mark Bergevin's fault because he traded that pick away.
Who did we trade that pick away for? We
traded
away.
Oh God.
3 seventh round picks, but they're deep in trade trees. Like Chicago Blackhawks picked 188th from Ottawa that got it from Montreal in the 7th round. Nashville from Montreal that we got it from Philly. That was 202. Then pick 203 was again the Red Wings who got it from Chicago from a trade that involved Montreal and St. Louis. It's like, okay, whatever. So Devin Levi was the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th to last pick in the entire draft.
Look at him now.
And look at him now.
So
the save he made on Cole Caulfield made me laugh so hard.
6 times.
And it's not like he's a small dude. Small maybe for a goalie. He's only 6 foot, but.
Wait, have you seen Montembeau's legs?
They're
tree trunks, probably.
No. I saw that. So there's that video that made everybody cry of him going to the children's hospital and he made that little boy that's a goalie cry, but he had on skinny jeans and I'm like, Montembeau, Samuel, we wear the same pants. No, they're so small. I was like, okay, have you ever seen a sandpiper on the beach, or have you seen like a bird run?
Have you ever seen a heron?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
That's what he looks like. That's Sam Montembeau.
They're so long. I mean, they're probably bigger like than I think they are, but like they just looked so skinny.
It's no Martin St. Louis.
No.
Where you can see his legs over the horizon.
Do you remember Carey Price's legs from that 24 Seash?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Where he was actually nude from the waist down and the camera caught it. But like from across the room. Anyway, tree trunks. It was so fleeting,
that as all of our listeners run to YouTube.
And he was actually nude from the waist down. He was just in a t-shirt and nothing on underneath.
He has Pooh Bear in it.
Somebody. And the camera didn't notice it. Nobody noticed it. But guess who noticed it? I did. I noticed.
Veronica.
He's eyes like a hawk. Veronica.
Well, because I was like looking at his legs like they're impossibly big.
Wow, those legs are like, not covered.
Those
that's
multiple
awesome.
Legs. Anyway.
One moment, please.
We're polite.
Also, Devin Levi's birthday is on the 27th, so make sure to wish him
a happy birthday.
I'm
done talking about him.
Woohoo!
We're manifesting. Yeah. We're manifesting. He's coming to Montreal. Anyway.
Manifestation.
Yes.
All right. So, anyways, Sabres lost because their goalie sucks. And it was a shootout win for the Habs.
Guess who?
Yeah, guess who? Oh, that's right. His Slavosky. First shootout goal ever in his life. Slafkovský seals it. That was followed by goals also by Caulfield and Ilinen.
Ilinen is 3 for 3 in the shootout.
Yes, he is. He's perfect.
Shootout. He's wonderful. I'm like, perfect. Always put him.
Oh,
in.
And it was of him right a beautiful in. Goal too.
Perfect.
Beautiful goal.
And it was, yeah, dude. He is mm-hmm. He knows how to silk them mitts, as they say.
He stand.
We stand.
This, of course, was followed by it was a back to back weekend. Sabres followed by the Predators at home.
Who were also playing on a back to back.
Who are also playing on a back to back.
They had just gotten shut out on Saturday by the Leafs.
And it kind of seemed like a game where neither team really wanted to win, if I recall correctly. Yeah.
It was boring.
It was boring.
It was a very boring game, and I was very frustrated the entire time.
It was what was the deal with that game? It was agreed, but also turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
Practically every play had a turnover in the first period. Then the second and third period, I think they were just too tired to care after the fact. Because yeah, it wasn't a great game overall.
I gave up shortly into the second.
Yeah. Granted, my god, yeah, there was a goal that was taken away.
Yeah,
because Brendan Gallagher decided to barrel roll into the goalie. But then Jake Evans gets his second of the game, second of the season, I should say, with that one.
Oh my god. Can I tell you about something?
What's that?
During that game with Jake Evans, he got a breakaway. I think it was like a shorthanded breakaway.
Oh, yeah.
And Max was like, yeah, whoa, whoa. And I was just like, I'm not even going to get excited. Like, it's Jake Evans. He every single time he gets one of those golden opportunities, he doesn't do it. And nothing against Jake Evans. It's just something that happens. And then, of course, then he goes and scores. And I was like, okay, now who do I trash talk?
Unassisted backhand. And it was...
The game where Juraj Slafkovský got into a little fight. A little...
No, wasn't it that game? No, it was the Buffalo game.
It was the Buffalo game? Oh.
Yeah. I know because Max came down afterwards and he was like, Twitter. Well, he came down and said there was a lot of girls thirsty tweeting about Slafkovský looking at him in the penalty box.
He did look very handsome in the penalty box.
Yeah. Well, he's younger than my son, so I just think he looks like a baby. But yes, of course, he's a very good looking kid.
That baby can drink alcohol.
No, I thought it was. I thought it was at the.
No, it was the game that he won. It was the game that he won in the shootout. I'm telling you.
I don't know why I'm seeing, in my head, I'm seeing him in the home jersey in the penalty box, but I'm just crazy, I guess.
I'm not even seeing the jersey, but I remember it was that game because he was interviewed after the game too with the cut on his face and he had scored the shootout winner.
Nice.
Yes.
It was also the return of David Savard.
Davey.
Thank fuck.
Thank God.
Yeah. Now,
every time he was protecting the blue line, I was like, oh my God, thank God he's back.
The Habs had 5 power plays. Mm-hmm. Didn't score on any of them.
No.
Nope.
The power play woes return in full force for whatever reason. No consistency. Unless the Predators just have one of the best penalty kills in the game. Who knows? I can't imagine. I cannot imagine that's the case. Penalties. Fine penalties. Penalty, 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 penalty. Slavkovsky, 2 minutes for holding. So that did happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that was for the Predators at home. Red jersey.
Okay, there it is. I found the fighting penalty.
Now, unless... Wait, was it a fight for Slavkovsky, you're saying?
Yeah.
Or roughing or something?
At the Buffalo, it was in the Buffalo. It was at the end. It was in the third of the Buffalo game. He fought Connor Clifton.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
What I liked about that was that Clifton was taking him down. And he did like Roadrunner legs because he's like, no, motherfucker, you're not taking me down. Yeah. And then he took him down.
Yeah, it was nice.
Roadrunner
legs. And then earlier
legs.
In the game, I think it was that one. Was it who did, I think Eric Robinson, was it him who boarded Slash?
Yes.
And then Cole Caulfield went after him. Like little Coley.
It's like Gianta going like, after Chara.
He like went after Eric Robinson for hurting Slavkovsky. It was, and there's clips of that online too. That was great. I was like, oh, Cole. I mean, uh-huh. Cole didn't do much, but he tried. He tried. And that was in the Buffalo
At
game.
At least he tried. Bert Simpson with the cake.
That's right.
You tried.
That's right.
Yeah, last night was so boring. And then they went, I hate empty net so much. I hate it. I hate it.
I hate shootouts. I told Max on Saturday, it's such a terrible way to win a game. Unless the Habs win, in which case I'm fine with it.
No. I had to look
it
up.
It should be. What?
It's a terrible way to win a game. It's just like, whatever. It's like in soccer. Like if the goalie goes this way, you know.
It should just be 10-minute overtime, and then if nobody scores, then you each get a point and you go home.
Well, I'm old enough to remember when games ended in ties.
Or that, yes.
And then they overhauled everything and made it worse. They made the sport worse.
Yeah.
Not the NHL.
Mm. The NHL.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's so weird. So I looked up how shootout goals count for players, and it's an interesting, weird thing with shootout goals. So your eye gets a goal counted towards his goal total, but not his point total.
Hmm.
Apparently. Shootout goals and goals made, during a play count differently. And now that I think about that, I wonder if penalty shots count in that same way, too.
Hmm.
So I was, there's a strange thing. But they also, so shootout goals also count towards a team's overall goal differential, which can have ramifications if there's ever a tie to see who's seeded in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. And I never really like considered it before.
That is weird. So in the player's stats, his total points at the end of the year, goals, is a shootout goal going to count?
I don't think
goals
so.
And assists?
Unless I'm not remembering it correctly, because now that I'm thinking about it, Wayne Gretzky has had to have scored shootout goals.
Yeah.
For sure.
Wait.
But did they have the shootout when Wayne was playing?
I don't know. Come to think of it.
No.
Wayne was playing
I don't think so.
40 years ago or whatever the fuck.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. The games weren't determined by shootouts anyway.
When did the...
No! Gretzky was retired when shootouts started. So yeah, so that's why his stats, goals plus assists equal points,
it's
matches.
Pure.
Yeah, the shootout came in 05-06.
Okay.
Wrong glass.
Now I'm looking crap up. Again. God damn it. Okay, now I gotta go to hockey reference.
Podcast.
That's a better one for this.
Wayne Gretzky, noted Mar-a-Lago, repeat Mar-a-Lago visitor.
Oh, yeah, he sucks.
With fucking Kid Rock. So.
And his kid was in a really bad rom-com.
Which kid?
One of his sons was in a really bad rom-com with, like, Mario Lemieux's daughter. It was, like, a Hallmark movie. It's like a hockey Hallmark movie.
That sounds like a fan fiction.
No, it really happened. Like, he was, it's a hockey Christmas movie. And I forget the name of it. I saw it one time, but it's one of Wayne Gretzky's sons and Mario Lemieux's daughter, and they star in it. And
Matt Dowd.
Worth it.
That's funny.
Interesting. So
just
I just
watch
looked
One Cup Bad Cop, and you'll be much better.
So I just looked up Sidney Crosby's stats, and his goals and assists add up to the points. So I have to be wrong. But
Because it makes no sense.
But shootout goals, there's a little bit of a weird difference because, like, I don't know. I think only the game-winning goal counts or something like that. So, say if two other players score in the shootout, I don't think it tallies the same as the person who actually wins the game. Because it's not like you go 2-2, the shootout, you don't all of a sudden win the game like 4-5. You know what I mean? They only count the one goal that actually wins it and whatnot. So Cole Caulfield probably didn't get a goal in the shootout. Yelena also did not, but Slafkovský did because his goal, his shot won.
So according to Hockey Reddit,
oh God, it's so stupid.
Which is a, I was going to say a vestibule of information, but that's the wrong word. I don't know. We have to take this with a grain of salt because it's unregulated internet. Shootout goals are not counted on a player's stat sheet. It's just how they're determining which team gets the extra point at the end of the game. It's because the real game is over and this is just figuring shit out basically at the end.
But the final score includes the shootout goals.
Yes.
But because the non-shootout goals are determined during the real part of the game, quote unquote. When you get to the point of the shootout, it's basically like we have to determine a winner because they got rid of ties. So,
yes.
It's just
okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's just they're like somebody's getting a point. This is how we're deciding who gets the point. These do not count toward goals in the NHL. According to the IIHF rules, and this was 58 days ago on Twitter. So this is recent. This is not 3 years ago. In IIHF tournaments, the winning goal is counted as a goal in the stats for the player who scores it in shootout. Cole Perfetti got a hat trick in the semifinals of the 2019 Hlinka Gretzky Cup because his third goal was the shootout winner. While the Hlinka Gretzky Cup is not an official IIHF tournament, it does use IIHF rules.
So on the one hand, I can see that, you know, from an equality point of view, it makes sense because it's just going to always be Nick and Ullinen and Caulfield that get a chance to pad their stats, right? But then why does the winner get that point? The shootout winner get that point? Like,
that's only not in the NHL, only in the IIHF.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So like somebody else worded it as in the NHL, it's seen as a team stat. So like during a regular game, it takes teamwork to score goals, but you're playing like the whole team, not just forwards. In the shootout, you're playing only forwards and you have to get the best 2 out of 3, or you have to get the best 2 out of 3 or 3 out of whatever. Right. You have to get the majority win goals and it's only forwards. You like for the most part, except for like crazy reason, participating. So that's more like it's a team thing, like a relay race kind of thing. So that like a shootout is more of a team, so to speak, effort. If that makes sense.
Not really.
I don't know how else to describe it.
I know.
According to FreshGear.com, they claim in their first point, official NHL rules, according to the National Hockey League, shootout goals are counted as goals.
What?
The rulebook states that shootout goals are credited to the player who scores, and they count towards the teams and the players' stats. So they have an FAQ down at the bottom. Are shootout goals counted differently than regular goals? No. Shootout goals are counted the same way as regular goals. They contribute to a player's overall goal tally and team statistics. That's not what I remember when I read it. Do shootout goals have any impact on players' points totals? No. Shootout goals do not count towards a player's points total. Points in hockey come from goals and assists recorded during regular gameplay. Okay. Can a player have more shootout goals than regular goals in a season? Yes. It is possible for a player to have more shootout goals than regular goals in a season. Shootout goals are a separate category and do not rely on regular gameplay opportunities.
I feel like nobody ever scrolls over that far on the stat sheets. That's what we forgot about. Because there is
so many columns.
It's a SOG. It's the SOG-y column.
The SOG. It's the SOG.
Wow. We've probably been getting yelled at this entire time. They're like, it's a different column. It's a different column.
Oh, I know.
Wow.
Oh,
that makes okay, that's better then. Just keep it clean. So, keep it like simple.
Yeah. We do not go over to that column. Obviously.
No.
Do shootout goals have any impact on teams' goal differential? Yes. Okay. Are shootout goals equally valued as regular goals? In terms of statistics, they are counted. Okay. Are shootout goals equally valued as regular goals? In terms of statistics, they are counted the same way, but regular goals achieved during gameplay are generally considered more valuable and impactful to a team's success. Huh. Now, at some point I'm going to do a little bit of a dive and look into all the shootout games and see if they actually tally correctly. Because that is a... Well, now we know all about shootouts, everybody, and watch. They're just going to get rid of them next year.
Please God. Please, if we talk about anything enough, they'll get rid of it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Like Victor Mete. Awesome.
Has a shelf life.
Where is he?
Everything has
he
a
had
shelf
a baby. He had, a baby. Had a baby. Victor Mete. He's a girl dad. I'm pretty sure he's a girl dad.
Oh God, yes. I've got to see this.
Yes.
I have to see this.
Whatever happened to the Church of Mete?
Yeah.
Mint, baby.
What a time.
What a time. And thank God that's not on Threads.
What a time.
Holy shit. Anyway. So the Habs.
Fuck.
Yeah, they're not good. But they're going up against the Pittsburgh Penguins tomorrow. That's fun.
Will Rem Pitlick be called up? We're manifesting it.
Makes you wonder.
They're at home. They gotta do it shortly.
Yep, they got a homestead for the rest of the week. So tomorrow's game against Pittsburgh on Wednesday, then game against the Islanders. First game against the Islanders this season.
I thought they played them.
Yes.
No, that was preseason.
Yeah. And that's Hockey Night in Canada this Saturday. So two more games this week.
Yeah.
And then got about a few more games left in
Pittsburgh tomorrow.
Yep, Pittsburgh tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Only a day.
Oh. And then next Monday we have the Jets.
Benny, Tanner Pearson out for fucking like
what? I'm going to jump off of
the
three bridges.
Staff. Fire them all.
Oh, yeah. Tanner Pearson's injured. It's so strange. And I'm pretty sure we haven't mentioned it at all in this season of the Happy Hour. How I thought firing and changing the medical staff would change the woes of the Canadiens. No.
I think it's worse now.
It's certainly marginally better. It feels like. I say marginally. Because the thing is, you know what made it really bad? They always talk about the man games lost, whatever the metric is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weber and Price. That's 164 games right there. You know, and then, but granted, the Habs had like 800. No, it was like 600 or something. Just a lot. Like, a lot.
Close to 700. Yeah.
Times.
Remember, we were like, that can't be. Is that like even possible? Yes.
Yes. Yeah, possible. And then the Habs beat their own record last season, you know? It's unreal. I call it the Ryan Poehling effect. Because every time that fucking kid got hit, he'd be out for like 3 months.
He's made of glass.
Yeah, kid's made of glass. Like he scores 3 goals against the Leafs fucking 4 years ago, and now he's, you know, made out of glass. So the thing is, kids these days.
Tanner Pearson, I think, is in his late 20s.
I think he's
early 30s.
32, Tanner Pearson.
Okay, so we're almost the same age.
Yeah, he is a big mature, fan. I'm a big fan.
He does
his own taxes.
He has a broken hand. He got Brendan Gallagher. He got a puck to the hand, and now he's out for a month and a half.
Is it a month and a half? I thought it was
4 to 6 weeks.
Oh, I thought it was 6 to 8.
There was another announcement earlier, either today or yesterday. Somebody's out like a week and a half.
That is Jordan Harris. He is still recovering. He's practicing. Hold on. He is continuing his fitness plan and training alone after group practice. And he's expected to return in 10 to 14 days.
Okay. He can take his time.
Yep, yep. That literally no
Harris, Jordan Harris has made no difference this season.
Photo shoot with his girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
That was posted by, let me.
Literally no rush.
I'm so sorry. Listen, it was posted.
Oh, no, I'm talking about Harris.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't remember who posted it. It's a Habs fan whom I adore. But it was by posted by Habs Enjoyer, who is Carey Price, but the Carey Price, but the E and the E is a 3 and the I is a 1. Their profile picture is a close up of Yuppie's face. They are wonderful. But they shared the very cute. I cannot speak.
Photo?
Photos of Jordan Harris and his girlfriend.
Cute.
We stand.
Cute.
We stand. Adorable.
I'm going to tell you guys something offline.
Awesome.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, so, and Tanner Pearson. Finally, David Savard is back. But
everybody else is leaving. Yeah. There's going to be another one of those tweets. It's going to be like, if you have a Habs jersey and live in the greater Montreal area, show up to practice at noon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds anyway, about King right.
Primo, I can't say enough about his night that he had the other night. He stopped like fucking 42 shots or something.
He did a really good job.
Wasn't that against...
Speaking of...
Yeah.
They need to figure out this goalie situation. They have to go down to 2. Yes. Nobody is getting enough games to be able to
be especially Jake, because it seems like it's Monty, Caden, Monty, Caden, Jake. Monty, Caden, Monty, Caden, Jake. Like, yeah. Jake is not getting ice time, and he has 6-7 straight losses now.
Yeah. And if they want to trade,
and
he
needs more ice.
He needs more ice time. Yeah. So
and it's hard to do.
Yeah.
So when you've got 3 goalies, it's not fair to.
It's cruel.
Because they've made their commitment to Montembeau. They're not going to part with Caden Primo.
They need to play Jake a few.
And it pains me because
to showcase him. So that way they can do whatever it is they want to do. Which, don't get me wrong.
I was thinking the other night, like, both Caden and Montembeau in the recent games made some heroic saves. But, like, you would seldom see Carey Price make a heroic save because, and it looks so effortless because he was always in position. If you're wildly out of position, you're going to have to throw your body across the ice to make a big save, you know? But what I'm going to miss about Jake is his stream of consciousness. His post-game comments, every single time I listen to him, he's so thoughtful and smart. And
he is very smart. I love hearing him talk.
Sort of calm and controlled. Love him. I don't know I don't know what the plan is, but I think that he needs more games because he does not look like he did last year. Yeah, me too. Same here. Whatever happened with Ben Scrivens, speaking of?
He is playing for an AHL team.
You guys are frozen. Oh, there you go.
Now you're the one that's breaking up.
Oh, yeah.
So he is playing for the somebody someones.
I know. It said to me, you're...
He is... Oh, wait, where'd he go? I thought it was him. It was either him or... Oh,
he's working for the University of Denver. He's the team manager for the University of Denver.
Oh, is that the case? Whoops. Yeah. I thought I saw him play the other night. No, that was Tokarski I saw the other night. That's what it was. The ticker. So yeah, well, good for him. That was another smart guy, I think, Mr. Scrivens.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Yes.
So let's see
yes,
here.
We can.
Yeah. I forget what I
like
was
smart,
looking.
Smart,
up.
Book smart.
I was checking where we were in the division. Habs are sixth in the division out of eight, and we're not nearly as bad as the Ottawa Senators.
Hey.
Which is such a thing. We are 28 games in.
Yes.
We're about at the point where, unless we're the St. Louis Blues in 2018, we're not making it.
Yeah. Speaking of the Ottawa Senators, I would just like to remind everyone that Vladimir Tarasenko chose to go play in Ottawa this season.
Oh, that's right.
He said, "I want to play hockey there."
I mean, it's better than St. Louis, frankly.
I mean, but he was with the Rangers last season.
Oh shit, that's right. Thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome. And he's like, no, I'm gonna go to Ottawa.
It's weird how well the Rangers are doing without what's happening with the Rangers now that they got rid of all that baggage.
Yeah, they got rid of Vladimir Tarasenko.
The internet is freezing.
They got rid of Patrick Kane. Got Barclay Goodrow. Okay, speaking of Barclay Goodrow, he got hit in the face with, I think, I can't remember if it was a stick or a puck, and we all assumed that he spit out one of his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, it was another part of my jaw.
That's cool.
How does that happen? How do you lose part of your jaw but not a tooth?
Yeah. True.
It's weird. Weird. Got to find one of those hockey dentists and ask them.
And anyway. Veronica just has some technical difficulties. She'll rejoin in a bit.
Yes. But yeah. Anyway, hockey is stressful.
Yeah,
and we're not.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not even playing it. Dave, are you playing this season?
Yes.
How is that going?
Fine.
Okay. Is Chris playing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Always. He's a goalie.
I know goalies are like drummers and they're in like 15 bands at one time, but I don't like to assume things, and I haven't seen him on social media lately, so I'm not like a stalker.
He's not terminally online like the rest of us. He has a life.
Just say he's got a life and a wife.
Yeah.
And
yep.
Veronica said her internet is completely out.
Yeah, so okay. We don't have to worry about that. Okay. That's okay. Well, we were nearing almost to the end of things anyway, because, well, don't have all that much else to say about the Habs, except for something I found out that's very interesting. Take a guess at what players, the top three players in plus minus for the Habs right now.
Shit.
This is an interesting one. I like it.
Is it all defensemen?
No.
No.
Not all defensemen.
Not all defensemen.
Not all defensemen.
I'm trying to think of the players that I know have scored goals.
The answers might surprise you.
Okay. Just lay it on me.
All right. In third, well, tie for third, I should say, okay, which technically is tied for second, whatever. Top three.
Yeah.
Anyway. With a plus three, Jonathan Kovacevic and Yoel Armia.
To finish, I have something to say about Armia, but it's not hockey related at all.
And then the person that has the best plus minus on the team.
Is it Sean Monahan? That's not Sean Monahan.
Jake Evans.
Ooh.
With a plus six.
Good for him. Good for him. I adore him. He looks like a little angel, and then he's got that deep voice, and then he's also just good at his job.
He's also a former captain of the
Notre
Dame. Yeah, Notre Dame.
Fighting Irish.
Fighting Irish there, yeah.
He is why.
Don't you know?
He is why the Fighting Irish are my college sports team of choice. Follow any sport other than the NHL closely? No. Do I have teams that I claim? Yes.
Exactly, as one does.
Yeah.
Now then, the other side of the basket. The players, the three players with the worst plus minus.
Me. Worst plus minus. Is Nick Suzuki one of them?
Yes. But he is not the worst.
He's not the worst. Is he next to last?
No.
Oh, okay. So he's third to last. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cole Caulfield.
No.
No. Okay. We don't count goalies. Caden Gooley.
No.
No. Slaff.
No.
Is it a defenseman? It's a defenseman.
Yes.
I don't know.
It is Mike Matheson and Brendan Gallagher. Brendan Gallagher with a minus 12 is the worst.
I don't know why I keep forgetting about Mike Matheson. I adore him.
Yeah. Nope. Minus 12 from Brendan Gallagher.
He's been hard to watch.
Minus 9 from Matheson. Minus 8 for Suzuki. Suzuki minus 8 tied with Josh Anderson as well.
I don't know. It's everybody. And Marty said today in the press conference that he's tired of saying the same things over and over again, and he's going to be a lot less nice about shit that he's had to go over and over and over again multiple times already.
With the press or the players?
With the play. He said that about coaching the players to the press today.
That is going to be very interesting to see.
That I am paraphrasing. It was, I believe, Priya. I'm going to say her name wrong. PR.
Because of as much as the...
Priyanta Emrith.
Oh, yeah. Her that just, you know, quotes everybody that from every interview that ever happens.
Well, I mean, not everybody is able to watch things all the time. Like, I'm at work. I can't always watch things. So she provides bits that are readable.
Yes.
But anyway, I am paraphrasing what she quoted from the presser that Marty said, but it was about like him being less nice about things that he is sick and tired of having to go over multiple times because the players are not getting it for some reason.
Yep. And that's going to be the interesting thing again, as I mentioned, because there's no consistency, and there hasn't been consistency, I think, since he started coaching, frankly. There are two different Habs teams, and frankly, the worse one is more predominant for the past two seasons or so.
Yeah.
As we could see. Comes with player experience, of course. There have been times that the Habs wow everybody, but it's so disjointed. It really makes you wonder what's going on.
We cannot count on anything. We're going... Like, we started out this season with a little bit of hope because for the first time in a long time, they were coming from behind to win games. But now it's like we're back to expecting to lose. And that's not fun. And the same things we're still frustrated with the same things. Like, and you know, it's not sustainable. And something has to give.
I thought that the... What happened there? Was it against the Red Wings? Or what game was this? I'm trying to think of. Damn, I don't remember what it was. Maybe it was against Florida? I just remember people were calling for Marty's head at some point. I'm like, oh.
I missed that. I still only see about Burrows, but... I don't know.
Yeah, I forget what game that was. Damn. Oh, well. Anyway. Yeah, no. Burrows, I don't know what his contribution to the team is. Because I remember watching it, I think, yeah, at the Predators game, the timeout in the third period, where they were going to try to cook up a play to you know, get the equalizer. And I remember Marty stopping Burrows on the bench when the camera was there. And, like, Burrows was just like, I'm just going to hold my clipboard now. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. I mean, whatever. One-off shot during a game that takes, you know, 60 minutes of in-game time, not including what we see in the locker room of what's going on. But it's, there's no thing there. Marty has a bit of, I think Marty has a wide berth, and he's going to have one for a while.
Yeah.
Until people start, you know, questioning his methods. But,
I'm wondering, I'm curious to see if anything personnel-wise changes during the season, or if they just decide to wash this again and start over in the off season.
I'm not sure if that's going to happen. Even like, say if the Habs go on like a 20 game losing streak, I don't think,
you think heads would roll. Let everything wash, and I don't know.
Because I have a feeling that Jeff's pretty okay with Hughes and Gorton. I'm damn sure Gorton.
I don't mean that. I meant like coaching.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I don't mean Marty either.
Right, no, but any of the other bench bosses, I'm not sure. I don't anticipate something like that happening. Not yet. I mean, they're not playing for anything, and they've said so much that expectations are going to have to be tempered.
It's not like they're taking sledgehammers to players' bodies either.
No, not like the previous medical staff. No. Yeah. Of course not. There we go. Where's that?
I just don't want to watch boring hockey for the next 4.5 months, 4 months. Like I want to see the players be in it.
Yeah. I agree. Unfortunately, we had to watch them play the Sabres and the Predators, in which case both games had awful officiating, as always. So hopefully we get a banger tomorrow night against Pittsburgh, because Pittsburgh at least has Chris Letang, Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin. You know, we can actually watch Suzuki and
they have
Crosby.
They have he dressed up as Ice Spice for Halloween. He was on the Oilers. He's Finnish.
Puljujärvi?
Yes, they have Puljujärvi on a PTO. Thank you. I can remember his name. He's on a PTO as of yesterday.
Yeah, Yuri Pool Party, right?
Yes.
That's him. Okay.
Yes.
And that as well. Another good thing would maybe Caulfield will score again at some point.
That'd be nice.
Would be nice.
That'd be very nice.
I sure would. So, okay, we're nearing the end of our time. What have you been watching?
Forensic Files.
Nice.
Because I can't sleep.
Cool.
So, and the narrator's voice is very soothing.
Excellent.
So I am I'm a boring old person.
Awesome.
And I watch Forensic Files.
Good call.
What about you?
I'm trying to remember what I've been watching. New season of For All Mankind on Apple TV is decent. Kind of like the earlier seasons better, but I don't care. I think that's pretty much it. Don't have anything else really to mention.
I
want to
get into...
Didn't I go to movies recently? Oh, yeah. I saw The Boy and the Heron, the new Studio Ghibli movie.
Oh, nice.
Thought it sucked.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't expect that. Like, I was like, oh, let's go, Miyazaki.
Yeah, I've only heard good things about it, but I've only heard people talking about the voice acting. I haven't heard of anything about the story or anything.
I thought... Everything was suspect. Everything was suspect. And of course, you know, I go into it wondering, why did I not like this at all? And of course, all the reviews are saying this is a glorious movie about a child's grief and blah, 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 blah. And then the Alice in Wonderland fantasy world of Miyazaki represents his childhood. Meow, 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 meow. I'm like, oh my God, I get it. But I was speaking to a friend of mine about it. I went to watch it with a friend, and there were two words, well, a phrase and a word that we all came down to eventually. It's like the movie was weightless, didn't care about anything that was going on. And the phrase we had was, I don't know. Like, what just happened? I don't understand. Because as fantastical and crazy as the concepts are in, like, previous Ghibli films from Miyazaki, yeah, there was always a resolution. Like, everything, like, they're so, it's crafted so well. This movie? No. I don't want to watch it ever again. That's how much I didn't like it.
Wow.
I'm trying to think of, like, another Miyazaki movie that I didn't really, like, Ponyo, I didn't quite enjoy.
I never watched.
But I would watch Ponyo again, not Boy and the Heron. Because one of the chief things that bothered me about it was the music.
Really?
Like, yeah. And I love Joe, the composer's name is Joe, not Takashi, it's Joe something, right?
Yeah.
And he's fantastic. Oh my God, I love all of his scores. Boy and the Heron, it felt like I was watching somebody play fucking Breath in the Wild.
That's depressing.
Like, you know the music, how Breath in the Wild is in the Zelda game there?
Yeah.
It's so strange. It's so weird. Like, you're fighting a goblin. It's like, bam, 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 bam. You know, yeah. it's like that the entire fucking movie. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? There were whole segments of the film where I'm like, you could just take that out. And it would not hurt the plot.
Oh, that's depressing.
I know. I was shocked. The first hour went by. I'm like, okay, so that's the base. I get from point A to point B in the first hour. But then from point B to the end of the film, I have no idea what the fuck was going on.
That sucks. I'm sorry.
I was upset about it.
This is a fluke and it won't happen again.
Now, granted, the voice acting includes people like Robert Pattinson, Mark Hamill, who the hell else was in there? I'm trying to think of a lady that I can remember. Oh my God, just so many people. So many. Like, A-list voice acting. I just didn't care.
Bad times. Can't win them all, I guess.
Yep. He's saying that he's going to retire, but no, I don't think so.
No, he's going to do at least one more.
Because he said he would retire with The Wind Rises back in 2013. Fantastic movie as well. I love how When the Wind Rises. Then he creates this, and I was like, nope. Once you watch it, we'll talk about it, and it'll be a thing. And that's it. All right. So Habs play tomorrow night against the Pittsburgh Penguins, hosting the Pens at home. It'll be Sid the Kid in the house, Chris Letang. And who's their goalie nowadays? Tristan Jarry. Yarson Cherry. All right. There it is. Okay. And that's it, everybody.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Find us on Threads nowadays.
Threads.
Happy Hour.
Threads.
Pod on Threads, which now I realize I have to change that if I can. Fuck. Whatever. Bye.
Bye.